talk about your preparations today with all the new guys and getting ready for the Dolphins?
Sure. I thought we had a good start to the week in terms of the new guys. They're got a lot of catching up to do. You know, we're excited about the young guys that are going to get an opportunity to play this week that we've been working with all through the offseason. The new guys, our heads are swimming, and we're going to try to get them up to speed as quick as we possibly can.
Chaney seems like a guy who's had so many defensive coordinators, position coaches, position changes. Could he benefit from some stability, you think?
Well, I don't know all his history. I do remember when he was coming out that he was a very athletic player and can run. And it probably would help him in terms of having different verbiages, because every team's a little bit different. He's probably heard some of the verbiage that we've used in his other stops.
Coach, has this ever happened in your many years of coaching, this many people at one time? Can you ever remember?
No, I can't recall having this many injuries, but you can't concern yourself with that. We've got guys that we've prepared to play with in case we have injuries. We've been doing it since we got here in April. So we've got some young guys that did well in OTAs, did well in the mini camps, did well in the preseason. We're going to line up and go play.
You worked out four guys, Coach. Who were the other two guys that you worked out?
Again, I'm not going to talk about the guys that we worked out. It's something that we have to notify the league with, but we don't have to publicly say who those guys were. Actually, we worked out four. We ended up signing three. Chase Thomas was the guy that we ended up signing to our practice squad.
Okay. Is it Massaqua who will benefit from Bierman's injury the most?
Well, in the game, yes. In the game this weekend, Massaqua stepped into that role. And again, we have backups at every position. Jonathan was playing that role in the game last week, and we will put together our game plan based on how we want to try to attack their offense.
How about the fact that you guys could be relying on so many rookies in this defense for a good amount of time?
Excited about it. These guys have done a nice job. The two corners have played a lot for us in the first two regular season games. I think that the two linebackers had a very good preseason, and I thought Bartu did a very nice job in the game on Sunday. So these are the guys that we're going to go to work with and go to play with.
Some of the guys in the locker room have talked about finishing strong. You guys have given up some leads, made a little tighter towards the end of games than you probably would have liked. Is that something that you're focusing on a lot this week? And what changes do you think are necessary?
Well, we didn't finish well in the ball game on Sunday. We had a lull in the third quarter offensively where we had three and outs and one four and out. We had two penalties that basically stopped drives. We can't have that that happened to us. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we played nine series through the first part of the game and gave up 3 points, and then the last three series we gave up 21 points. We've got to be better, not only as players, but we got to be better as coaches.
Mike, in those situations when you do get big leads, I know they're different execution and game type thing, but from a mental standpoint, players and coaches, you have to guard against kind of relaxing, we have this big lead.
The NFL, there's never a safe lead. We all know that. And we've got to continue to play with the same fortitude that we play with at the beginning of the game. We didn't make plays there at the end of the game and on defense, and then on the offensive side of the ball, we did not convert those first downs, and we had the three and outs, as I mentioned. And it's physical and mental that we've got to improve it.
Mike, how do you go about getting players who haven't started and haven't played starters minutes prepared for that initial start, that first NFL start?
Well, I think we started that way back in April. We try to put these guys in situations and practice the way that we practice, and then we also do it in the preseason. We talk about it all the time and during preseason about, yes, we're trying to win games, but we're wanting to see how these young guys can handle the situations that may come up during the regular season. And I thought that we did a good job doing that in the preseason, and we're going to get an opportunity to see how much they learned in the preseason and in the offseason.
Did you address with the team or plan to just to, I mean, you obviously you'll have high aspirations this season. I know those haven't changed, but just to maybe there's a little shock factor with some of the players when they find out all the guys who are out.
I don't think there's any shock factor. In the NFL, guys are going to get injured, and there's going to be a next man up mentality, and that's what we have here. And we're going to get some guys back here very, very shortly. Yes, we lost some guys for the season, but teams all across the league do that. That's what happens in the NFL. We got to go out there and play.
Were any of these injuries preventable? Or, you know, you all do a lot with the athletic performance group and so forth. Were these just all football?
These are all football injuries that have occurred in the last two ball games.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Last
Coach,
one,
Liz. Can you talk about Tyson and Brent, a couple of your old former players you'll be seeing this week that are contributing for the Dolphins heavily?
Well, both of those guys are. Tyson Clabo starting at the right tackle for the Dolphins offense. And we know Tyson. Tyson's a very competitive guy. He's been an integral part of the success that we had in previous years. Brent Grimes, very athletic corner that is short, but he plays much bigger. We know with what his abilities are to jump, and he's off to a very good start. He had the interception and a couple pass breakups. So those guys are familiar with our guys. We're familiar with them. It'll be fun to go and compete against them on Sunday.